Your book, A Few Honest Words, explores the Kentucky roots of popular music, and both parts of that equation are given equal weight. So the book covers a lot of musical ground, from Jim James to Dwight Yoakam, but it includes the hip-hop group Nappy Roots, and indie rock darlings the Watson Twins. But it starts in a very familiar place for Kentucky music, with Ashland native Naomi Judd.
Starting with Naomi definitely allowed me to give that historical context, you know, and to talk about Kentucky culture and country music history a little further back. But I also wanted to start with her because she is such a familiar name and face. And going through the book, you know, I was, again, careful to include all the different regions of the state. So I wanted to go to Louisville, hop to Louisville and then to Lexington, and then Western Kentucky and Far West Kentucky and Northern Kentucky and back to Eastern Kentucky. So it sort of meanders. I think of it almost like the Cumberland River or the Ohio River in a way, you know, as something that defines the state, that sort of meanders and then gets back to a point.
And, you know, I think there are a lot of folks out there that don't know that the Watson Twins are from Louisville and who would never classify them as Kentucky musicians.
When I was writing their chapter, I got to that last paragraph in their chapter and it just sort of popped out. And I was like, well, there's the end of the book.
Do you have a copy handy? Can you read that last graph?
As Chandra uncorks the bottle, Lee talks about a group of their maternal ancestors who worked in vaudeville and of their great-grandfather, a fiddler named Smiley Dean. She named her song publishing company after him in tribute. There is a piece of us that will always be there. You might live somewhere, but that's where you live. And you can live someplace, but your heart can be somewhere else too.
There does seem to be a difference between Kentucky's urban and suburban artists and those who grew up in a more rural area. Do you see that difference, and can you define it?
I do think that there probably is a bit of a difference, tends to be in terms of sound, maybe. The more urban musicians have developed maybe a more ecumenical type of sound with different, trying different genres and stuff. But at the end of the day, what it comes back to, the one defining element is that in Kentucky, we're all rooted to our stories, that it all comes back to that storytelling tradition that is so rich across the state.
So what was the biggest surprise that you encountered when you were doing these interviews?
Well, I think one of the great surprises of the book was just to find out that Dwight Yoakam can quote at length sections from the screenplay of Coal Miner's Daughter. I think that that sort of exchange typifies something that I learned throughout the book. I've done a lot of interviews since I really became a writer. But going into this book, it was really interesting. I just realized very quickly that no matter who these people were, that there was this shorthand that we immediately fell into. And it all goes back to where we're from.